You can't cheat an honest man, as the saying goes, and con artists know that all of us have a little larceny in our soul. Because of that, we have a kind of grudging admiration for the clever con artist, the kind of smooth operator who knows his victims want to believe his story. The theater musical Dirty Rotten Scoundrels plays on our inner need to go along with the con. Lisa Teichner is directing the Maui On Stage production that opens this weekend, and she says it's important that we like the show's con artists, no matter how dastardly they might be.
That is critical, and fortunately that's not a very difficult job because I have two great actors in the role, and they're very likable people, and that it comes through even when they're sleazy in the show. You definitely care about them, and you're interested in their story. But yeah, that is a challenge. That is a challenge in general to make the bad guys likable.
It's a kind of sleaziness that the audience has a certain amount of complicity in, yeah?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, and you do see a journey as well. It's not that they remain the same. Like any good show, there is an arc for those characters, and they change and they grow and they learn. And I won't give away the ending, but you know, there is definitely a journey there.
There kind of has to be for just about any story to work, don't you think?
Yeah, it's the components of drama in general, and drama being the basis for anything, including, you know, comedy. That it's all the foundation is having a plot and a character, you know, and the story, and it's good. I mean, it's well written. It was a great film, and a lot of that transfers to the stage production. It's a very interesting kind of interpretation in terms of I've seen other shows or worked on other shows where there's been a film and then it translates to the stage, mm-hmm. and you find different challenges as opposed to when you have a stage that goes into a film, because in film you can switch immediately to, you can just cut to another location. So
yeah.
That tends to be a challenge, is that you have multiple locations, so you have to be really creative about how you tell the story and, you know, where people are and how they travel from one place to another. So, it's been interesting. It's been fun. We have great designers, so that really helps. And it's a collaborative effort, but it's a really good group of people, and people are going to be incredibly entertained. It's very funny. Even if you have not seen the movie, you don't have to have seen the movie.
Yeah.
For Lisa, it to stand on its own. But it does help, because it just adds another level of that humor and nostalgia.
Let's kind of set the stage. We're on the French Riviera, playground of the idle rich, and there are some wealthy women around and some opportunistic males.
Correct.
Where do we go from there?
So it's Beaumont-sur-Mer in French Riviera, as you mentioned, and there is kind of a playboy, a little bit of an older playboy, an experienced con artist who is working that's his territory right now, and he owns that territory,
mm-hmm.
and he does prey on wealthy, you know, women who have inherited money, usually come by their money pretty easily, and it's not going to devastate them or change their entire life for him to successfully con them out of jewelry. And they willingly give him, you know, I mean, the story that he tells is obviously untrue, but they willingly participate in this fantasy and story. So he does prey on them. He has the chief of police there who is on his side, who helps him find information, kind of functions as a detective and gets information on who the best, you know, targets will be. And so we see this happen at the beginning, and then another very kind of juvenile con artist comes into this territory, and they meet each other, which is an interesting meeting, and the young con artist sees the brilliance of this more experienced con artist and wants to learn from him and kind of forces him into his area and convinces him to take him under his wing and show him the ropes.
The older and the younger con artists have very different methods, right?
Oh, yes. Very different. Yeah. The older con artist, he's learned. I mean, I don't know what he was like, you know, 20 years ago when he started this business, but he's very refined. He's, you know, he's suave. He's got it down. He understands the art of the con.
Yeah.
And the younger one is incredibly rough around the edges, comes from an environment that wasn't very forgiving or nurturing for him. So he's rough. He's a rough guy. He's the complete opposite of suave. It makes for definitely some humor, and you see their various approaches to how they want to get what they want.
Lisa, one of the things that happens with the con is that you don't know where it stops, right? You don't know who's conning whom, even to the point of conning yourself.
True, and that's what you want. I mean, a successful con, those lines get blurred, and you do start to question. And as an audience member, when you watch too, at least when it comes to Lawrence, the older character, again, he's very good at that. So you're picking up all the nuances. You're trying to understand what he's doing. Freddie character, you know, he's pretty obvious in that. And sometimes you say, well, you know, how could anybody fall for that or believe what he's doing? And he doesn't seem very successful at it. But yeah, it's you get mixed up. I mean, this show, the way it's written, it's very well written, and there are twists and turns in the plot that are, you know, potentially unexpected, which makes it interesting, and it keeps your focus.
You know, Lisa, you talked about the how you have to some degree be complicit in the con, you know, that the older guy's victims to some degree know that they're being victimized.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, that's a parallel with the audience in a show like this, right? You have to sort of willingly give in to being conned a little bit by the show itself.
Absolutely. Yes, you want to you want to come to this saying, great, take me on this journey with you and let me really kind of surrender myself to this and get carried away in the story. Absolutely. I think that's a great way to say it. As an audience member, you will enjoy it the most with that, you know, coming to it with that kind of attitude and philosophy. And
well, theater is
swept up in what these women are doing.
Theater is a deception, right? It's not really the French Riviera.
Yes, suspension of disbelief in location. You're doing that already, so absolutely. It's great fun, and there's some wonderful two new cast members. I love when we do shows with people that have never been seen on Maui. There's a lot of seasoned pros. Leah Craig is in it, and a lot of people in the Maui theater community know her, and Stephen Desculius, and then we have some newcomers, Ross Young and Bennett Kale, who have never been seen in a show on Maui before, and they're fantastic. So that's really a fun thing to see some new people. And our ensemble are fantastic singers and dancers.
Lisa Teichner is the director of the Maui On Stage production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which opens Friday and runs until March 19th at the Iao Theater in Wailuku. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.